This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
ISIS was formed during her regime. Okay, it was formed. She's done nothing about it. She never will. She doesn't have the ability to do anything about it if she wanted to, and she probably would like to, but she doesn't have the ability or the strength to do anything about it, and everybody knows that.
So, trade and terror are the two big focuses. And to that point, I had a chance to ask Trump yesterday if he thinks terror attacks like the one in Istanbul earlier this week make him look stronger to voters. And he said that he doesn't think of it like that because it was such an awful tragedy. I also talked to Trump about why he's in New Hampshire today, since this is such a small state, doesn't normally get a ton of attention during national elections. And he said that he really likes to come back to the state that gave him his first victory back in primary season in February. And he must really like it here in New Hampshire because this is his second trip here to the Granite State this month. Heather?
Well, Donald Trump saying ISIS was formed during Hillary Clinton's regime. You know, Scott, this is like pin the tail on the donkey. I mean, how many tails do you have to pin on this donkey? I mean, it is, it's almost Freudian. I'm sorry, but I don't know. I mean, it's just that whether it's ISIS and, Benghazi, all this other stuff, I mean, we just keep pinning tails. And whether you're blindfolded or not, they end up on the same person. And, and you go, wow, you know, why is America even seriously considering this? And maybe they're starting to get it. And this is why this latest Rasmussen poll that came out. And we got within, you know, within what, a 7-day period? I mean, this incredible swing of polling evidence. This is why I'm telling people, you got to be careful with these polls. You got to understand they're a snapshot. The other thing you got to look at is who is conducting the poll. What kind of credibility do they have in the past? Have they been objective? Because you got to be careful in buying into these and get encouraged, in much the same way. Like I said, I still think it's absolutely unconscionable. The mainstream media not making a big deal out of this deal of what the AP did for Hillary Clinton to, to put the death nail into Bernie Sanders and his campaign and all his voters by saying, no, hey, she's got the numbers. 2 days before Super Tuesday, California involved, if California was, head-and-head deal,
That's more smoke. And, it's pretty common sense. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
And she has a lot of smoke around her. And so you just got to find the fire. People got to find the fire.
Well, you got to hand it to the Clintons. They know how to, whether, they're on a, he's on a plane, with the attorney general that happens to be investigating his wife and presidential candidate. All this stuff is plausible. It's just, everything plausible deniability, this term that the Clintons have perfected that just keep us in the dark. I mean, had it not been, had it not been for that blue dress, we still would have questioned whether or not, Bill Clinton, had an affair with Monica Lewinsky. And now we've got a Secret Service agent we're going to be talking to next week, Gary Byrne, who says, look, there was at least four. He was eyewitness to at least four extramarital affairs in the Oval Office. That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
That's what my kids would say. Dad, that's gross.
It's not what you want from the leader of your country.
Yeah, I mean, why are we even having that conversation? We got so many other bigger issues to deal with, like, national security. Now I got to worry about somebody's ethics and morality. And what they are, what they're projecting to our kids and the culture. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. But again, going back to even what we talked with Lauren, Kitchens about, is that, this is the problem with the lie. A lie gives foundation to other lies. It opens up the door to all kinds of deception. And this is why America, I believe, Why we find ourselves in chaos today and why we're unhinging is because we're not dealing with the truth, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we're fighting for. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. I want to remind you, for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com, that's where you want to go. And also, hey, if you want to be in the running for the free Risen DVD Blu-rays that we're going to be giving out in the next couple of weeks, send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Just remind me, say, Martinez, put me in the running. I want to be in the hoppa there. And we'll get you in there and get you in the running. And make sure you include your address as well. And we wish you all the luck. We have a plethora of DVD and Blu-rays to give out of that movie that is absolutely outstanding. It's one of my favorites of the year, titled Risen. Well, imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if we could end poverty in 1 month. Does that get your attention? I mean, you got to imagine, it was 1964, another war on poverty with President Johnson, and here we are $22 trillion later, and back then we were at about 15% poverty level was what they estimated. And even with today's modern math and Common Core curriculum, the way they figure out, government math, has just really gone amok. As they used to say, it's close enough for government work. But even on that basis, we went from 15 to 15.1% after investing $22 trillion of the people's money. It's not the government's money. It's the people's money, okay? It galls me when they say, well, it's the government's money. No, it's our money, our hard-earned money. We put it in to the government for them to be stewards of it, and this is what they've done. They've given us, 0.1% more poverty as a result of the $22 trillion that we invested to combat poverty. Well, our next guest says, hey, look, give me a month. Give me a month without congressional intrusion, and we can solve poverty. Dr. Ravi Batra is with us. He's the author of 5 international bestsellers, professor of economics at Southern Methodist University. He predicted back in 08-09 the economic meltdown and recently published End Unemployment Now, How to Eliminate Joblessness, Debt, and Poverty Despite Congress. Dr. Batra, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Well, you got our attention. I mean, we've spent $22 trillion, not done too good on poverty, and you're saying, hey, let's get Congress out of the way and we can solve this problem in 1 month. I mean, this is an incredible headline. So you've got our attention, Dr. Batra. What do we do?
Well, first of all, when somebody makes such a claim, he or she should tell the people what his credentials are, what he has done in the past, whether this claim is credible or not. You talked about my new book about ending poverty, but in 2006, I had written another book called The New Golden Age, and in which I had written that after 2012, oil will collapse, oil will crash, and that has happened. I had also written that in 2016 would be the start of a new political revolution. And with Bernie Sanders becoming so popular, Donald Trump being a Republican nominee, we can see that that's also beginning to happen.
Yeah, the establishment is unraveling right before our eyes here.
Exactly. The establishment is unraveling, and that's what you need for a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm making a claim that in less than 1 month, you can cut this poverty at least in half, if not altogether. So let's see what's the biggest cause of poverty right now. The biggest cause is that people are usually in debt. There is credit card debt, student debt, auto debt, mortgage debt, you name it. There is a huge amount of debt. And on these credit card loans, banks are charging something like 15 to 20% interest. And who borrows money? Mostly the poor. Poor and the middle class, they borrow money, and the rich lend money, and the poor and the middle class borrow money, but they are paying something like 15 to 20% interest.
That's if they're lucky. That's if they're lucky. It's in many cases much higher than that, so you're being very conservative with 15 to 20%. Okay.
So now, and these banks, there is no competition in the banking industry. There are five major banks. They are all getting money free from the Federal Reserve at 0%, and they're charging, say 20% interest from the poor and the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
There's no competition in banking industry. Congress would not allow this competition. I mean, they would not break up these banks and let them face competition with each other, but they won't allow that. So I've made a proposal that the president, using existing laws, no new laws are needed. Just use the existing law and create competition in the banking industry. This is how you do it. We know this FDIC has an authority to start its own bank. They have the authority from a law passed in 1987 that if a bank goes bankrupt, the FDIC can take over that bank and then keep it open for up to 3 years. Now, this bank could also borrow money from the Federal Reserve once the FDIC has injected some funds into it and make it solvent. The bank would get money at 0% from the Federal Reserve. Then the bank can say, all right, tell everybody, transfer your credit card loans to us. We will charge you just 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Overnight, you have a falling credit card loan interest to 5% because now the banks have to compete with the FDIC bank.
Right.
And that, can you imagine, there's $1 trillion of loans on credit cards right now, and suppose you have a saving of 15% on this, that's like $150 billion tax cut per year, and it does not raise the deficit at all. It's like a permanent tax cut for the poor and the middle class every year, and that cuts poverty in half within a week.
Wow.
Because it takes only 3 days for the FDIC to make a bank solvent and take over it.
What's that going to do to the big banks losing all that money?
They won't be losing money. Look, their interest rate margin in 2007, before when this meltdown started, their interest rate margin in 2007 was just 5%. Now their interest rate margin is 15%. Why? Now that the country is so poor, they are getting money at 0% rate, and their margin is 15%. So they will come back to the interest rate margin that they had in 2007. And they are making a lot of money even at that time.
Exactly. Well, wow. Go ahead. How do we know? Go ahead.
How do we know they are making a lot of money? Look at the salary of the CEOs. $10 million a year, $50 million, $100 million, up to $100 million a year. Look at the salary. Where did it come from? From the huge profit they were making.
Well, this is rather provocative, and I think it's simple. And like most solutions, Dr. Patra, we find them to be both provocative because it comes against, you know, the establishment and what we thought we should be doing, that it should be business as usual. Well, business as usual gets you business as usual type results. This is, pretty simple. If we can just employ this, I mean, this would have a dramatic effect, as you say, near overnight here. This is a matter of days of solving this problem. This is brilliant. Dr. Ravi Batra is with us. We've got more from Dr. Batra on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room, and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez Live.
You know, I got to tell you, if people tell you it's all about the economy, then we need to understand what is going on with the economy And I think what Dr. Ravi Batra just shared with us is absolutely brilliant. A solution that will add nothing to the deficit. I mean, we don't need any more deficit here, ladies and gentlemen. And when you've got something like this in the offering that doesn't even require Congress, it's a simple deal and doesn't even require a government or a president with a pen and a cell phone to do something dramatic with an executive order. And this solves a lot of problems. This would make a huge dent in the poverty of America. Dr. Ravi Batra, the author of 5 international bestsellers, professor of economics at Southern Methodist University, predicted the 2008-09 economic meltdown for one. I often say if you want to know what somebody is going to do, look at what they've done. And Dr. Batra has had a solid background of proven experience that he brings to the discussion here that you're going to find most invaluable. Dr. Batra, on the campaign trail, a lot is being talked about the trade and the trade deficit. And I know you have some solutions there. What say you on that?
Well, the trade deficit is another big killer of our high-paying jobs. We are creating very low-paying jobs in service industries like restaurants, hotels, and so on. But manufacturing jobs are the ones that pay higher wages because in manufacturing, you build something and create value. Whereas in services, you're mostly repairing things, and repair work is not that valuable as something that you build. So we need to revive our manufacturing base, and the first thing we should do is to eliminate our trade deficit with respect to China, Japan, South Korea, and so many other countries. Now, the simplest way is to do what the Chinese are doing. I mean, what's the secret of their trade surplus? They manipulate their currency.
Mm-hmm.
Their Bank of China, their own central bank, manipulates their currency, keep the currency very cheap, and then on top of their very low wages, they kill the whole world with their trade surplus. So what I suggested is that our Federal Reserve could also manipulate our export exchange rate, not the exchange rate just for exports. Those who export industries, goods to China and Japan or other countries, or those who import those goods into these countries, they should face a cheap dollar rate, which the Federal Reserve can do just like the Bank of China is doing. So when we do that, we can eliminate something like $500 billion per year of our deficit. And, you know, a good job, the average job nowadays pays $50,000. So if you were to divide $500 billion by 50,000, you have 10 million new manufacturing jobs right away. But we could even pay better wages, say 60,000 or 70,000 on average. We could still create 7 million new jobs right away, high-paying jobs, and that will eliminate the poverty completely.
Well, how would that actually work? Walk us through an example of what a manufacturer here in the United States would have to experience in terms of and how they would level the playing field, and would our trade partners, particularly China, allow us to penetrate those markets under this new policy? Because we already know, it's been an unfair playing field where the Chinese have, put everything in their favor. They say they're open to, fair trade, but they don't. I mean, they block ways to where we do not have access to their people, but they sure have all kinds of access to our consumers.
Exactly. So a very simple way. So right now, a dollar buys something like 60 yuan, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now suppose the Federal Reserve were to say that anybody who wants to buy our goods, they have to buy our goods by buying our dollars, using our dollars. So suppose they tell a Chinese importer or a U.S. exporter that to buy our $1, you have to pay only 3 yuan. Instead of 6 yuan, you pay only 3 yuan.
Mm-hmm.
That means the dollar price to the Chinese importer is cut in half. And then they will buy lots of American goods when the prices go down by 50%. This is just an example. I'm not suggesting that we cut it that much.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, if the Federal Reserve were to tell a Chinese importer, come to us, and we will give you a dollar for just 3 yuan. Right now, they go to their own bank and they pay 6 yuan to get a dollar. Mm-hmm. From the Fed, they could get a dollar just by, say, for 3 yuan. Our prices, dollar prices go down in half right away. And just imagine how many tractors and airplanes and cars they would buy from us. And this mm-hmm. we can do with all trade surplus countries like China, Japan, mm-hmm. South Korea. Now, suppose they object to it. Then we say, okay, we'll impose tariffs. And tariffs are a lot worse for them than this kind of, and they can't object to it because they are doing it themselves.
Exactly. Well, you know, and they've been getting away with it. And this is where, you know, Trump has gained so much traction because it cannot be denied, you know, this has taken place. I mean, now we start to employ some strategy to level the playing field. It's going to take some time. I mean, because let's face it, the Chinese and these other trade partners, you know, they like the system just the way it works right now. They're in
exactly.
control. They're in control and we're not, right?
right. And then, but see, the country which has a trade surplus really has no bargaining power. The country that has trade deficit has a lot of bargaining power. And so we're not using it. I don't know why. I heard that suppose they can start a trade war. But suppose they start a trade war, I mean, the worst thing is that they don't buy anything from us. That'll be great
mm-hmm.
because our company will have $500 billion in new business because that people have to buy these things from somebody.
Yes.
So that they will buy, people will buy these goods from American firms then because $500 billion of that demand will be created for American goods. So if the worst, in the worst case scenario, they don't buy anything from us, we don't buy anything from them, and that's a fantastic thing. But they will never do that because so much of their economy depends on their trade surplus.
Mm. Well, you know, what Donald Trump brings to the discussion here, Dr. Batra, is a vision of a better way. And first of all, saying, hey, this system doesn't work, which is what you're saying. And you're
yeah.
bringing practical policies and application of what that would look like, how we could level out the playing field where it would increase more jobs, good paying jobs. We're not talking about service jobs, like you said. And no doubt, and people need to understand the difference between a service job and a manufacturing job and why this has hurt America so dramatically. And I say America as a country, but more than anything else is, I mean, look at the various cities that were at the manufacturing hubs of our country, how decimated they've become. And when I see that, I think of the families and the dreams and the kids that are all affected by this, which is really poor policy by our government. They have not wanted to negotiate. And Donald Trump is a negotiator. He's sitting there going, look at, I mean, he's done this all his life. But we have our government people that say, oh, that can't be done. Well, you know, like in the words of Henry Ford, if you say it can't be done, you're right. You know, it just can't be done with you. You know, we need to do it with somebody else, right, Robbie?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And it's so simple. The thing is that, like, for instance, the latest issue of the president's own economic report tells you that poverty is now the worst in more than 50 years. And this is after we have spent $20 trillion of taxpayer money. The poverty is worse in more than 50 years. Mm-hmm. What else do we want? Why do we want the status quo?
Yeah. Yeah, you and I couldn't hold on to a job if we produced those kind of results, Ravi. You know that? Without a doubt. Dr. Ravi Batra has been with us. You can go to his website, ravibatra.com. That's RAVIBATRA.com. He's a professor of economics at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. Good stuff here. And I highly recommend his books. Check them out. I'm excited, you know, about the things that you shared with us today, Dr. Batra. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, I'm telling you, we're laying it all on the line today. We're not even messing around. We're talking poverty. Dr. Ravi Batra, the information he shared with us, I hope it causes you to do some research here. I mean, there's a smart way to do this and attack some of these things that our country is faced with right now. And if you don't have an understanding, you're going to miss out on so much of the conversation. So we're giving you some really heavy stuff here. And we're not about to stop now. In fact, our next guest, it's been a long time since IQ and I have connected, and embarrassingly way too long, because, boy, I'll tell you, from our first conversation that we had over 3 years ago, it was like we were supposed to have maintained a kindred fellowship, and somehow it got interrupted. I'm not sure exactly why, but I'm glad he's back with us. IQ Al Rozuli is with us right now. He is author of the book Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. IQ, good to be talking with you finally here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, there's so much to understand that's still being battered about that I think is still misunderstood, because we have these opposing viewpoints of what Islam is all about. We've had voices like yours trying to scream out the truth to this country, and we have a president and an administration that would much rather we stay in the dark and remain vulnerable to the violence of radical Islam.
Okay. Well, my mission has been for the last 12 years, and it was mostly with the American show talks, mm-hmm. was to awaken Americans. And thank God I have awakened a lot of them.
Yes.
But we need to have the news media, primetime television, to do the same for us. Unfortunately, they're not doing anything. They're only deceiving the American people.
Yes.
If you allow me a few minutes, I will give you the most devastating statements about Islam.
Okay, but one second before you get into that, I just want to, you know, I guess give you a sense of encouragement. I know traditionally we look to the mainstream media and network television, you know, but sadly, and as a response to their lack of, you know, objective reporting, they continue to lose audience. They are not the force that they used to be. You know, conservative talk radio shows, shows like mine and others around the country, are now the beacon of hope and truth across this country. So this is why it's so important to have your voice on our radio station with our family of listeners, IQ, so that they can understand. And people, I want you to, you know, I got into this this introduction of IQ very quickly. I want you to understand, he was born in Iraq. His mother tongue is Arabic. So he knows the culture. He understands the verbiage and the nuance of what's happening in the Middle East, whether it's culture or the language itself. So with that, IQ, I turn it over to you.
Thank you, sir. Dear Americans, I would like to put you on notice that although I may sound outrageous, bombastic, self-assured, and maybe even racist to the politically correct and Quran clueless dimwits, I only ask that you listen carefully, take notes. Thereafter, I dare anyone prove anything I reveal as either deceptive or untrue, to demonstrate to all our audience that I only deal with the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I have, over the last 12 years, backed up my revelations with challenges worth $1.5 million to anyone who can prove that I have deliberately deceived, misled, or contorted anything. So far, I have not lost a dime. Let me now start with the facts. All of 80% of non-Muslim humanity, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, atheists, agnostics, pagans, etc., whom they call kuffar, infidels, is faced with the most existential danger to their freedoms and life by only one group of people on earth, fundamentalist Mohammedan Muslims, with or without weapons of mass destruction, as 9/11 had proven. Ladies and gentlemen, there are only two ways that I know of to destroy a belief system. One, by fighting everyone who believes in it to extinction. Two, or by proving to all decent, fair-minded thinking people that beyond the shadow of a doubt, based entirely upon the very scripture of Islam, that it is full of lies, and hence completely discrediting it the public, and not a single believer can defend it. Please be aware that the whole structure, the whole edifice of Islamic belief system stands or falls upon a single idea, a single dogma, that the God of Muhammad and Muslims, called Allah, is the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham, called Yahweh. Hence, by proving beyond a shadow or even a reasonable doubt, based entirely on the Islamic record and nothing else, that Allah is not God, and most assuredly not the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham, then Muhammad is proven to have been a pathological liar and not a prophet, and his Quran is most definitely not divinely inspired, thus forever devastating the fiction that Islam is an Abrahamic revealed religion. Ladies and gentlemen, according to all religious beliefs, the attributes of God are forever existing, all-knowing, all-powerful, or omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent.
Omnipotent, yeah, right.
I shall now proceed to prove that Allah, the God of Muhammad and Muslim, is utterly clueless and has most definitely not the same as the God of the Bible. Best to start with only two of the most important verses in Muhammad's Quran that completely and totally contradict the Christian Gospels. Case number one. Muhammad's Quran states in Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 46. So everybody listening, you can Google it as I'm talking. Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 46, says, "And in their footsteps, we, Allah, sent Jesus, the son of Mary, confirming the Torah, which is the law of Moses, that had come before him. We sent him, Jesus, the Gospels, in Arabic called Injil. Therein was guidance and light and confirmation of the Torah that had come before him. Let me explain the inherent implications of this verse. So please listen carefully. First, Allah, the God of the Muslims, proclaims in perfectly clear Arabic that it was He who revealed the Torah. The Torah is the first five books of the Bible comprising Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy to Moses. Secondly, this same verse also asserts that it was Allah, the God of Muslims, who also revealed the Gospels, Injil, all four Gospels, to Jesus, after confirming Allah's revelations to Moses. Dear listeners, anyone with two brain cells of logic who knows the New Testament would also know that the Gospels were never revealed to Jesus by anyone, since they were written 50 to 100 years after Jesus was dead and resurrected. Hence, I raise the simplest of questions. How is it possible for Allah, if Allah were the same as the omniscient God of Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, not know this fact? How could the angel Gabriel, the alleged messenger of Allah, who 620 years earlier predicted the arrival of Jesus as the Messiah, the Redeemer of humanity, deceive Muhammad with such a blatant lie? Allah, therefore, cannot possibly be the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. Arrest case one. Case number two.
Okay, I'll tell you what, IQ, we've got to go to break here in about 30 seconds. Everybody's catching up on their notes. You're giving us some great information here, and so we're going to let them catch a breather. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with IQ Rizzoli, Al Rizzoli. He is breaking us down to help us understand, the false prophet and the information that has been misgiven to us and the way it's being presented. He's bringing out the truth on Bill Martinez Live.
We've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live. Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America, as we confront the clear and present danger known as Islam. And I know that may stop you in your tracks, but there is so much about this religion that we need to understand. IQ Al-Razouli, our guest and author of the book Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. His mother tongue is Arabic. He was born in Iraq. He is breaking this down, and as he says often in his presentations, he goes for the jugular to begin with. And he did this morning as he talked about, Allah. And he says flat out, Allah is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I know for some people that might be the first time you've ever heard that. Maybe you sensed it. Maybe you believe that that may not be the case. But he backs it up with the facts and the truth. IQ, you gave us the first evidence of your statement supporting why Allah is not God, and we're now ready for statement number two.
The next one for any Christian is a mind blower. Muhammad's Quran also affirms in An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 1, 5, 7. And it says, that's the Quran, they said, we killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the apostle of Allah. But they killed him not, nor crucified him. But so it was made to appear to them, and for a certainty, they killed him not. Ladies and gentlemen, as I had already demonstrated in case one, the Quran declares that it was Allah who revealed the gospels to Jesus. And we know for a fact that this is not true. But let us for an instance be the devil's advocate by willingly allowing this utterly stupid and false lie to be accepted as fact. So Allah did it. I recapitulate that in case one, Allah asserted that he revealed the gospels to Jesus. But anyone having read the gospels would also know that all four gospels assert that Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected on the third day, thus fully and totally contradicting Allah's present revelation. Dear listeners, there is absolutely no margin of error, either linguistically or logically, regarding the meaning of these verses. These anomalies, absurdities, and discrepancies in Muhammad's Quran demonstrate that Allah, the God of the Muslims, has not only shown an incredible lack of knowledge of his own earlier statement, but has in the second case totally contradicted himself from the first. Once again, I would like to point out to you the obvious. If Allah were the same as the omniscient God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham, how is it possible that he was deceiving Muhammad or being in such blatant error? Moreover, by the way, gentlemen and ladies, Muhammad's Quran, with this single verse, obliterates the whole concept of Christianity. Why? Because without death and resurrection, there is no Christianity. And Muhammad did it in one verse. He obliterated it. Furthermore, every verse in Muhammad's Quran depicting a biblical character or story contradicts the original in the Torah, the very Torah that Allah repeatedly asserts he revealed to Moses in the first place. Hence, Allah cannot, under any logical circumstances, be the same as the God of the Bible. Since the above cases prove that Allah is not God, and most definitely not the same as the God of the Bible, one has to come to the only possible following conclusions: that no God called Allah and no angel called Gabriel ever revealed a single verse to Muhammad in his Quran. Because every single letter, word, verse, ayah, and chapter, surah in the Quran is the product of Muhammad's imagination, the secretions of his warped mind, but very cleverly projected into the unsuspecting mouth of Allah and Gabriel to give them the aura of sanctity and divinity. To achieve spectacular results in defeating and completely discrediting Islam as a religion in a short period of time and without war, what we need is that all TV, radio, and newspapers in America, in the Americas, Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia, should reveal these facts.
Exactly.
And more, and challenge the foremost imams and clerics of Islam to refute them in public debates. Moreover, an extremely important corollary to the above revelations, based on the fact that Allah is not God, and Muhammad's Quran is utterly false. This is remarkable. I want you to listen carefully. Those Muslims who may start questioning their indoctrination, especially among the young men, will also realize that every so-called martyr shaheed who had died for the last 1400 years and will continue to die in the future in jihad for the cause of Allah, fi qital fi sabilillah, would never ever enjoy the eternal, carnal, sensual and sexual pleasures deceitfully promised by Muhammad in his whorehouse version of Islamic paradise with the 72 virgins. These revelations alone, when they sink in the brains of otherwise indoctrinated Muslims, will help turn thousands, if not millions of them, away from Islam.
Well, IQ, you already have that. You have a great turning away of young Muslims that are reconciling the truth that's in their heart with what's being, you know, thrust upon them. You know, everything about God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is about liberty. It's about freedom. It's not oppression. It certainly is not. And they know inherently there is something wrong. And this is why when they make that, which is a courageous choice. I mean, you grew up in Iraq. You know the culture, and to walk away from Islam is, it's a death assignment. I mean, you're basically saying, hey, I'm good as dead because I'm walking away from my family, my culture, everything
for the sake of liberty, of the true liberty of the gospel, the true liberty of God that God has to offer, the God that created the heavens and the earth, not the God of Muhammad that he has conveniently designed to accommodate his humanness and his heirs.
Absolutely right. Ladies and gentlemen, in about 10 minutes, I have utterly discredited Muhammad as a prophet and the alleged divine origin of his Quran, based entirely upon their ungodly holy Quran. We now arrive to the following very simple, but actually draconian conclusions. Islam is not a religion, but a cult belief system, the cult of Muhammad. Therefore, Muslims are not entitled to any privileges that true religions are entitled to. Hence, no mosques, no madrasas, no hijab, no niqab, and no sharia should ever, under no circumstances, be allowed to take root in any non-Muslim country. And those that exist should be closed down. For those listeners who are in shock, I can, and have already proven, that Allah is not the same as the God of the Bible in at least 20 more cases from Muhammad Quran without even touching the hadith. Back to you, sir.
Well, IQ, I mean, you lay it out, and of course, you know, people, if you want, you need to research and understand more. And I tell you, a good start, if you've not picked up any of IQ's previous books, his most current, Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam, brings into more detail and will allow you to underline and do further study and research on these topics that he addressed. As he says, routinely, he goes after the juggler. I mean, for him to make the statement that Allah is not God is quite profound. And, you know, I don't know that you've ever heard that before, that somebody has confronted you, has confronted the lie with the truth. And I know this would be quite shocking and would resonate even to the White House of this U.S. government.
It's very important people realize something. The Muslims keep telling us, and those who are apologists to Islam, including, but Obama, I forgive him. I'll tell you why I forgive him. He's a Muslim. Mm-hmm. And as a Muslim, he's using taqiyya. You know what taqiyya is, do you?
Yes, yes, you can lie.
Okay. For the people who don't know, taqiyya is Islamic religiously sanctioned deception of the infidels, people who are not Muslim. So I understand Obama. I know exactly where he's coming from. He said he would change America. Correct. He has done a fantastic job in 8 years. He destroyed America. In every way conceivable, he has destroyed America. That's why you need to elect somebody other than Hillary Clinton. The most important pillar of Islam are not the five pillars they tell you about. It's the sixth pillar that they don't tell you about. The sixth pillar is called jihad. Why do I say that? I don't say that. The Quran says that. Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 216. Listen carefully. It says, jihad, holy fighting in Allah's cause, is ordained for you Muslims, though you dislike it. And it may be that you dislike seeing something which is good for you, and that you like something which is bad for you.
Right. Well, IQ, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Again, I refer you to IQ's latest book, IQ Al-Razouli, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, IQ. Be blessed.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.